once again will the renegade master. D4 damager, power to the people's back once again will the renegade master. D4 damager, put the ill behaviors back once again will the renegade master. D4 damager, power to the people's back once again will the renegade master. D4 damager, put the ill behaviors back once again will the renegade master. D4 damager, power to the people's back once again will the renegade master. D4 damager, put the ill behaviors back once again will the renegade master.
Scott Peterson. Most of you think he's guilty, and maybe he is, but the only reason I'm fighting for the guy is because the state of California, again, the state of California, announced their intention to murder the man before they built the case. Now, that ought to be a crime. The prosecutors ought to be jailed. They're intentionally trying to murder a man that they don't know is guilty. That ought to be a crime. Why is that not attempted murder? Anyway, it looks like Garagos lost his bid to keep the tracking data out of the trial. Now, I don't know, like everything, I don't know much about it, but I want to propose a scenario. The subject, first of all, is they put a GPS tracker thing on his pickup truck. Now, they didn't tell him or anything. They, you know, while he was asleep, 2 o'clock in the morning or something, they slid it underneath a fender, bumper or something, so they could track him. Now, maybe you don't have a problem with that. When it comes to murder, yeah, this isn't a blowjob. When it comes to murder, yes, you have to investigate. You have to take stronger steps. But let's say that you're okay with the idea of the police tracking. Remember now, he's a suspect. He wasn't arrested. Obviously, if he's arrested, they don't need to find out where his pickup is. So he was a suspect, and they tracked him. I have a problem with that. I think you should, too, and here's why. What if the police suspected a bowling team, someone on this bowling team murdered somebody? So they put trackers on all 5 of their cars. I don't know how many people on a bowling team. Let's say there's 5. They put tracking devices on 5 automobiles. Now, see, I have a problem with that. It's possibly a guarantee that 4 people are being tracked who are completely innocent of a crime. And if you don't have a problem with that, what if they know someone on this football team, a college or a pro, let's say a pro football team, they know for a fact somebody on that team killed a woman. So now they're tracking, 75 or 80 people, 79 of whom kind of almost have to be innocent. I mean, sure, 3 or 4 of them could have got together to murder somebody, but I think we all agree it's impossible that 80 people, and I don't know how many people on a football team, I don't care. But would you be okay with the government tracking 80 people? Now see, now, isn't that a little stickier? What if a small town has a murder? What if there's 400 people in a small town and they have a murder? Do you have a problem with the police chief putting a tracking device on every damn car in the town? Don't you have a problem with that? I sure damn do. Now, here you go. There's some hand job out there screaming at me, Bart's pro-murder. Hey, go to hell. I don't need that bullshit. The fact is, when the government starts tracking people, you know in a heartbeat, Bush and Ashcroft and the other religiously insane sons of bitches in Washington, they would track every Democrat if they could. Bush has got enough money, they could put a tracking device on every Negro pickup in the South, and then, I don't know, I was in the car business, you can buy devices that disable a car. That, you know, when I was financing these cars, they said, hey, for $200 a car, we'll put a device on the whatever, the starter, carburetor, something, to where the car won't start unless you press a button every month after the guy makes a payment. So the technology exists. Do you want your government doing that? I agree with Garagos. I think it's a bad idea to allow this. I don't know what's in the information. I'm arguing on the principle of the point. Does the government need to be tracking people who have not been convicted of crimes? You're a suspect. Whoever you are, whoever this is listening to this right now, what if some idiot prosecutor thinks you, the listener, are guilty of a crime, and now they're going to track you? They're going to have detectives 24/7 monitoring you, where you went, what you did. Is this America? Do we like this? I say no. Last night on 24... the popular Fox show starring Kiefer Sutherland, we witnessed a cold-blooded murder by the good guy, Jack. I was screaming, pull the trigger, and he did, which surprised the hell out of me. But, you know, I get caught up in the moment, and, you know, perhaps if I have a cocktail after dinner, it might enhance. But the idea, Nina murdered his wife in the first episode, in the first year. And surprisingly, she showed up in the third year here as, you know, of course, Jack's adversary. And they did a bunch of stuff, you know. She said, I'll give you the secrets if you kiss me. And, you know, so he was forced to kiss the murderer, his wife's murderer. It was, you know, kind of unnecessary. But anyway, Nina the bitch. caused a lot of trouble. She got a worm in the good guy's computer to where the terrorism trackers, here we go again. But they were unable to do something anyway. So they decided it was important enough they're going to torture her. In this example, I am pro-torture. I am okay with torture. They knew for a fact, beyond any shadow of a doubt, that she was totally guilty because she'd been guilty for years and she admitted it and everybody knew. And she was now in a position to assist a fella who was going to unleash a plague on L.A. that would murder, they said, everyone in Los Angeles within a 24-hour period. And yeah, I think the stakes are high. I'm pro-torture on this alone. I'm not pro-torture when Ashcroft rounds up 1,000 people or 10,000 people, has no clue who they are, what their names are, what country they're from. They just rounded up thousands of people, took them to Cuba, and they're torturing them there now. I don't like torturing a suspect. I'm a little easier with torturing someone we are guaranteed is guilty. So, they decided they're going to torture Nina to get the secrets out of her. Like idiots, the scriptwriters had them so stupid. Here's a woman that might be able to prevent, I don't know how many people's in L.A., you would be surprised how many things I don't know, but let's say there's 10 million people in the L.A. area. To prevent 10 million deaths, they had to crack this woman. Okay, so they're going to torture her. And me and Mrs. Barter looking at the TV saying, watch security. Don't you want to be secure? What are you, stupid? Why don't you use some security? Why don't you protect yourself, play a little defense, because that's how you win Super Bowls. But no, that, it was funny. It was so damn stupid. It was funny. He said, put an extra guard on the door. So now we have two guards on the door. Two guards to save 10 million lives. They couldn't put 5 or 10 guards. No, we need to save money in the Bush economy, the idiots. So at the last second, they're sticking this needle, this giant horse-looking needle, into Nina's neck. And they were doing it repeatedly. I don't know why. They didn't stick it in and then administer. They were sticking it in, then they pulled out and stick it in, pulled out, stick it in. And so at the last second, she jerked. And TV being what it is, she enabled the needle to slice open her carotid artery, if that's what it is. And so she starts spewing blood all just like crazy. So they said, we got to get her into surgery right away. Give her the juice, you know, knock her out so we can start surgery. Nobody watches her hands. Why would anybody watch her hands? She's only the key to 10 million deaths. So why bother watching her hands? She reached down with her hands and she pinches the tube that the IV, whatever. The knockout juice is going through the tube, and when it hits her vein, she's supposed to pass out. So she pinches the tube and pretends to pass out. Of course, everybody turns her back on her. So she jumps up. There's a tray, of course, of scalpels next to her. She jumps up, grabs a scalpel, slices everybody, and escapes. And just in proving how stupid, it's such a love-hate relationship. 24 overall can be a good show, an exciting show, but I could drink a quart of Cuervo and make better sense, I guarantee it. Jack's daughter, okay, the whole building, the whole terrorism building is in a panic. Where's Nina? We got to find Nina. So they all spread out. The young idiot daughter, Kim, who gets kidnapped by a cougar every week, she stumbles upon a dead, bloody guard. You put two and two together, duh, Nina's been here. This is the path she took to hide, to escape, try to get out of the building, which, unreasonably, they had the forethought to shut down the building. Can you believe that? Someone thought, lock the building when the $10 million bitch escaped, or the $10 million dead bitch escaped. So, instead of saying, hey, everybody, she went this way, no, the scriptwriters won't allow that to happen, because that would be logical. She runs down and grabs the guard's gun. And I thought, well, that would be even better. Fire off a shot, everybody in the building is going to come running your way with their guns out in a heartbeat. Great thinking, Kim. Pull the trigger, and you guaranteed a whole bunch of people right away. But no, idiot Kim, she takes the gun and goes searching herself, personally, for this extremely well-trained, I mean, this Nina, she's like an Israeli undercover, super spy, James Bond kind of lady. So Kim goes to get her herself. And the idiot that Kim is, she finds her, she confronts her, and very slowly, slower than anyone you've ever seen, Nina slowly raises her gun. You know, it's down her to side. She very slowly raises it up and now pointing it at Kim. And Kim, being the idiot as she is, refuses to pull the trigger. But shots ring out. Turns out Jack had stumbled on the same evidence. And so he came in behind his daughter, and he fired a shot into Nina. So Nina's laying there on the ground, the gun's a couple of feet away, And he says, you don't have any more information for us, do you? And she didn't say anything. So he just looked her in the eye and pointed the gun at her. I'm going, kill her. Pull the trigger. Kill her. And I'd be damned. That's what Jack did. Bam, 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 bam. He just shot the hell out of the bitch that murdered his wife. And I thought it was, you know, obviously no lies are at stake here. But always on TV or in a movie, you see someone in that situation and it's, oh, I can't pull the trigger. That would be wrong. I must let my brain overrule my emotions. I don't miss my wife. That, you know, no, not this time. He just said, screw it. Bam, 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 bam. Shot Nina dead right there. And then in the previous next week, of course, Jack's on trial for, not on trial, but they're accusing him of murdering her. Never mind that the entire season is 24. It's called 24 because every issue is an hour. So never mind that we've got 10 million people about to die. Let's investigate Jack now. No sense of waiting until we catch the murderer, and then investigate Jack tomorrow. No, we got to investigate this right now. We're going to take agents off finding the anthrax, whatever it is, and put them on reviewing the tapes so that, you know, they tape everything. It is so stupid. It can be a really good show, but they just make the most asinine. George Bush is smarter than Kim on this show, and yet again and again and again, the producers, who's Kiefer Sullivan, Kiefer Sutherland, again and again, he's a producer, so he's a boss. He has his daughter, or, you know, the scriptwriters, come up with the stupidest, most childish, impossible, could never happen changes of events. I mean, if you get kidnapped 4 or 5 times and then stalked by a cougar in the same day, you need to shoot yourself. You no longer qualify for citizenship on planet Earth. ACLU sues over advertising restrictions. I don't know that I've ever disagreed with the ACLU, except maybe when trying to keep Rush out of jail. The ACLU and some groups that want to reform drug laws say they're suing the federal government and the Washington, D.C. Area Transit Authority for censorship after the authority rejected the group's paid advertisement that criticized U.S. drug policy. A federal law enacted February 2 cuts off federal funds to transit systems that allow ads promoting the legalization or medical use of marijuana and other controlled substances. This is an outrage. It is illegal to have that opinion. Can you believe that? In America, it's illegal to be right about drug laws. They're making it against the law. They're making it a crime for you to state your opinion, or, well, they're making it a crime for someone to accept money to promote your idea. How is that illegal? I mean, they just, oh, it was Ernest Istook, the son of a bitch from Oklahoma, that sponsored the idea. You ask a doctor off the record, or whatever, or ask a retired doctor, ask 10,000 retired doctors, and they're all going to tell you marijuana causes much less trouble than tobacco, whiskey, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But no, because the invisible cloud being won't allow it, we have to make marijuana illegal. We have to. We can't allow cancer patients to have marijuana. We can't allow dying people to have less pain because the invisible cloud being won't allow it. What the hell kind of country do we live in to where we let someone's superstition cause a dying man more pain? Can you believe we live in this stupid country? And nobody's looking to change these laws. These laws are getting worse, not better. We just talked about the gay marriage thing. Sure, that was a step in the right direction, but you know they're going to overturn it. The federal government under Bush and Ashcroft the insane are taking steps to take away more freedom, to put more of their laws into your life at gunpoint. Why are we standing for this? This is bullshit. Why the hell doesn't somebody stand up? Back to this gay marriage thing. Here's a second story in the same paper. San Francisco courts allow gay marriage to continue. Well, yeah, they talk about, I'm sorry, this is the original story, but they talk about what the judges have done now. It says conservative groups say Mayor Gavin Newsom is violating his oath of office by issuing licenses when California law clearly states marriage is a man and a woman. Tuesday, they were in San Francisco County Superior Court seeking an emergency order to stop the marriages. Quote, if the mayor can't read the law, we're hoping a judge will read it for him, said Randy Thomason, president of Campaign for California's Families. Now, listen to this son of a bitch. He's put together, this might be a coalition of one, but this Campaign for California Families, this Randy Thomason, is staying up late trying to think of ways to inflict pain on gay people. Why should this guy not be arrested? He's formed a club, or whatever you call it, an organization, to hurt other people. How is this possible? How does this happen? Why the hell can't this guy get a hobby? Why don't he start collecting butterflies or some damn thing instead of thinking of ways to screw with gay people? What the hell is wrong with him? What is wrong with this country? What is wrong with the voters who almost put Bush in office? What the hell is wrong with people that they allow organizations whose only purpose is to hurt other people? You know, you walk down the street with a marijuana cigarette and a gun will be pulled on you by an officer of the country. But if you form a club to screw with other people, to hurt them, you get your name in the paper and you get to sit next to Mrs. Bush at the damn State of the Union. Oh, God, there's just times when I almost lose my temper. Talk about Bush skipping out on his service. Bush is an army base in Louisiana. It might be the same one he fled to on 9/11 when he was a scared little bunny wetting his pants every 3 minutes. Of course, he didn't mention being AWOL. He mentioned, oh, we got to fight terror. We got to beat up terror. We're rising to the call of history now and in the future. The great republic will lead the cause of freedom and peace. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think that's what Hitler said. He borrowed the script. So the reporter here, Judy Keene, maybe one of her minions, got into the soldier population and asked a few of them, what do you think about Bush going AWOL? The president's military record doesn't bother me, Specialist Tracy Crowder said of Bald Knob, Arkansas, and will be deployed to Iraq later this year. Here's a woman that's going to put her life on the line for her country, but she doesn't mind being sent there by a coward who went AWOL, who deserted his post. They shot Eddie Slovic for doing that. Do you understand what I'm saying? I did not say shoot Bush. I said they shot the last guy who we know of. Oh, I better just erase that shit. They'll just fucking arrest me. Those who were critical declined to be identified. One specialist said Bush conduct showed he couldn't cut it in the military, which is true. Another said Bush did nothing unusual. Plenty of military personnel, he said, try to avoid difficult duty. Well, that's true, A. But B, you can't just take a year of vacation, in my opinion. I've never been in the service, but I don't think you can just take a year of vacation. First, he got in the champagne unit when he shouldn't have. Daddy wrote a check. Then he skips a year while he's in there, and then he gets out early to go to school. How the hell is that? Why are the people dying for their country? Why is it okay with them if the snotty little bastard that bought his way out of trouble is sending them into the trouble he avoided? And you know these same people, they hate Clinton's guts with every fiber of their damn being. They just hate Clinton like everything because he wanted to stop the killing. He wanted fewer names on the Vietnam vet wall, so they hate him. I wish somebody could explain that to me. The Republicans and the war hawks wanted more names on the Vietnam wall. As a rule, Democrats and doves, I hate to be in that word, but or that group, but you know, a lot of people saw the futility of Vietnam and said, let's stop now. And Nixon said, no, let's kill another 10,000. Can we stop now? No, Nixon said, let's kill another 10,000. Can we stop now? No, Nixon said, let's kill another 10,000. Others said the issue isn't a big topic of conversation. We really don't care, said Sergeant Anthony Polite from Beaufort, South Carolina. As if he thought politics might be behind the flap, he said, that's all it is. If that's all it is, why isn't there more than one guy in America that saw Bush that year? You know that guy's got a brand new pickup now. You know that? I mean, I'm not saying that's a fact. I'm saying, have you ever heard of a National Guard base that had two people, George Bush and the other guy? No, that's not possible. That never happened. But somehow, there's only one guy in the country who remembers seeing him. That way, the Republican liars and talk radio and the networks can all say, see, he was seen at duty, but everybody knows he wasn't. The son of a bitch shirked his duty, went AWOL, got drunk, went to Mexico, snort cocaine, and screw a bunch of Mexican hookers. That's what he did while the other men were dying. I don't like it, but the soldiers are willing to take it. That puzzles me. I wish somebody would explain that to me. I don't mind dying as long as the rich guy gets off. You know, it's the same kind of mentality. Hey, take more of my taxes. Bill Gates needs a tax cut. I remember having that argument with Vic the Racist. He's a great arguer in that he never backed down, but I am a pretty good arguer myself, and I was able to frame the conversation where his only answer to my question was, yes, I don't mind paying higher taxes because it's not fair for Bill Gates to pay more. I got Vic the Racist to say that. Crazy as that sounds, it's not quite as crazy as I don't mind dying so the rich boys can remain free and safe. What the hell is wrong with people? Defense Advisor Pearl, Richard Pearl, says CIA's Tenet should resign. An influential architect of President Bush's policy of preemptive war says it's time to dump CIA Director George Tenet. Richard Pearl said the CIA has been guessing wrong. Let's start over. Defense Advisor Pearl says CIA's Tenet. Ready? Defense Advisor Pearl says CIA's Tenet should resign. An influential architect of Bush's policy of preemptive war said it's time to dump CIA Director George Tenet. Richard Pearl said the CIA has been guessing wrong in the Middle East since the Carter administration. The agency's faulty intelligence and weapons of mass destruction in Iraq is part of a systematic problem and heads should roll. I'd start with the head, Pearl said. George Tenet has been in the CIA long enough to take responsibility for its performance. No, Republicans or CIA directors shielded by Republicans do not have to take responsibility for anything. If they have an R connected to their name, they don't have to be responsible. We had almost 3,000 people die on 9/11. Who has been fired? Who has been reprimanded? Who was demoted? Nobody. Everybody did fine on 9/11. The idea that the plane hit the Pentagon more than an hour after the first plane hit the World Trade Center. Remember, I can wake up and get to my job in less than 30 minutes, but the Air Force pilots can't get in their jets and attack a suicide bomber on an airplane in less than, 70 minutes. Why does nobody ask that question? Colin Powell says U.S. not moving to quell rebellion in Haiti. Secretary of State Colin Powell on Tuesday ruled out sending military or police to Haiti, and the White House said it's up to the Haitian people to decide whether Aristide should remain in power. Well, funny, it wasn't up to the Iraqis to decide if Saddam should remain in power, but what's the difference between Iraq and Haiti? Haiti has no oil. Why is this so hard to figure out? Bush is only going to intervene if you've got oil, unless you're the Saudis. If you've got the most oil, they're just going to make a deal with you. If you're number two, they're going to attack you, murder your sons, parade their bodies around in the streets like he was a fucking Somalian, because they got oil. Why can nobody see that? It's just so goddamn obvious. Letter to the editor. History may hint at future. If history is a guide, John Kerry of Massachusetts may be a man of destiny who will become the next president of the United States. In the entire 20th century, one sitting senator was elected president. He was from Massachusetts with the initials JFK. Additionally, in the entire history of the United States, there has been only one other father and son from the same family who served as presidents, John Adams, John Quincy Adams, and they were both one-termers. Right on, Leon Rhines Moore of Baltimore. Here's another guy. Coverage reflects bias. Oh, I love it when the Republicans claim that the press is biased against poor George Bush. This guy writes, I think it's about time USA adopted more impartial reporting. The Friday edition, for example, had an abundance of articles regarding Bush's lack of service. This controversy is political, low-rent bashing. Bush has given up his dental records, his pay stubs, driving records, and more than 400 pages of military records. What more do the Democrat want? Hey, how about some proof he showed the fuck up to work? We're not asking for a hell of a lot. The idea that he got paid. Hey, you ever seen The Sopranos? When they argue with one family and another, they often settle it by saying, all right, tell you what, you give me 10 jobs, 5 of them no-shows. Okay, so that means every week they fill out a paycheck and someone cashes it and gives the money to Tony Soprano. So if you say, look, here's the paycheck, of course he showed up and got paid. No, that isn't a proof of shit. It's proof that money was exchanged. I don't doubt that Bush cashed his check. He probably told him, mail it to my daddy's office in Texas, and daddy put it in the account for Junior to spend on more cocaine. But this son of a bitch wants to know, what more do the Democrat critics want? How about a little proof? How about more than one man in the country that saw George Bush show up that year? Son of a bitch was drunk in Mexico. Letter to the editor. Special treatment. After I read about Bush's tour in the military, it was obvious to me that he got very special treatment. I was a pilot in Vietnam with the Air Force and later with the California Air National Guard. It was very difficult to get into the National Guard during the Vietnam era, and it was well known that being in the Air National Guard greatly reduced the chances of going to Vietnam. For Bush to get such an appointment without any special qualifications is, I think, almost unheard of. Thousands of applicants, many with outstanding college records, were waiting for just a few openings. Bush, on the other hand, had 2 arrests for college pranks and 4 traffic offenses. Flag, timeout. We have no idea how many times Bush has been arrested. Nobody will ask the question. In addition, the mission of the unit Bush joined, which was to prevent enemy bomber attacks on the United States, virtually ensured he would not be required to go to Vietnam. He was selected for pilot training, which costs hundreds of thousands of dollars. The record shows he stopped flying 2 years before his pilot commitment was up for reasons unknown. In my experience in the Guard, this conduct would not be allowed without some great political influence. To say that Bush satisfied his military commitment, in my view, is an outrage to pilots who fought in the Vietnam War and those fighting now in Iraq. Franklin D. Lang, Lieutenant Colonel, retired U.S. Air Force. Well, a salute and a shout out to Tanaka to you, Franklin. But the truth is, the majority of the military don't mind dying to protect Bush. This is insane. I asked that stalker the other day. I'll have to check my monkey mail to see if he replied. But I asked him for an honest answer. Seriously, would you rather your son come home under Clinton or would you rather he die under Bush? I asked for an answer. He's not. Well, I can't guarantee he won't answer because he may answer stupidly. Gee, go figure. Guy in the military doesn't mind dying so Bush can be free to steal the oil in Iraq. What the f*** is wrong?
Bart Goff. He's better than a sharp stick in the ear.